reports.
I've been put together regarding our oversight to the Free State municipalities. It was circulated to you last week, Thursday or Friday. On Sunday, I sent every member SMS requesting that you go through the report and submit your inputs before 1 o'clock yesterday. I'll tell you why. To make it easier for us to deal with the report today. The People's Assembly exercise in the Free State will also be dealing with local government issues. And I was informed that our committee report will be used as a basis and background for the engaging with municipal issues. But this report will not be adopted before tomorrow afternoon in the NCP in the House. It's impossible. So this is only a discussion document for the event in Bloemfontein. That's all it is. I also requested the committee section to put a page, the front page, in big black bolds, black letters, what I've just told you. It's only a discussion document. That's all. It's not been adopted, unadopted. I sat with the committee secretary, Estelle, Mrs. Groenewald, yesterday and went through with her all the corrections that I wanted to, that I saw that have to be made. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. On 14 pages, including the findings as well as the recommendations. I can quickly take you through that. The different pages, some of them is just spelling issues, things like that. You received this morning the other document of our after corrections have been made. Here it is. Now, on the document that was circulated to you last week, it was said on the first page, the third sentence, this was a follow-up of engagement with the municipalities. This was our first meeting with those municipalities. We corrected that. That's page one. On page eight, at the top, it's only a spelling mistake. First sentence, that must be there. On page 13, it was announced. 1.2 million must be 1.2 billion. Was just a correction in terms of the figure. On page 15, in the middle, 6.2.1, again amounts to be corrected. On page 17, it's just a word to be deleted. Vandalism and theft of infrastructure added, not posed. On page 21, at the top, it's just the structure of the sentence, employee cost made up 35%. It was stated employee made up cost 35%. It's just the structure of the sentence. On page 23, the third line, 6.6.5, is just a word, the S to be added to position, it becomes positions. Page 24, 6.7.5, the first sentence there, the die must be a that. Page 25, in the middle, budget performance. It's again a structure of a sentence. No internal capacity existed to perform these functions. It's just a sentence to be corrected. address with, I think, Mangurum. Page 27, in the middle, it was abbreviation. I asked Mr. Schoenewald just to write it out, because if someone else reads the document, they won't understand what SDBIP stands for. To be written out. On page 29, it was the input by the Deputy Minister. And then coming to page 30, that was all the findings. After 9.12, to add a bullet, and that came out in our discussions and interaction with the Provincial Department of COCTA and Honorable Chani while in Lusaka. He also engaged with me on this. The bullet point to be added, the failure of the Provincial Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs to give the necessary support to the ailing municipalities, especially with Ngwate and Mashlonyana and Majabeng. The other point regarding ESCOM, municipalities' tariffs of electricity supply are not cost-effective. Coming out of the presentation that municipalities owe ESCOM a lot of money. In the case of Mangaum, I think it's 143 million, if I'm correct. The whole issue of the costing. Another bullet regarding our findings, the state of collapse of Majabeng and Ngwate municipalities. That also came from Honorable Chani, that was his input. And then on page 31, the recommendations, also sometimes structure of sentences. 10.1, the second last sentence, this delegation must be led by the MSC for cooperative government, governance and traditional affairs. That's only the word MSC appear here. That we indicate which embassy. 10.2, that the National Department of Cooperative Governance must submit within 14 days after the adoption of this report by the NCOP. We had to put that in, a provincial action plan. Where time frames are concerned, it's after adoption of the National Council of Provinces. We also requested to add that the Provincial Treasury and Department of Cooperative Governments and Traditional Affairs investigate the fact that Majabeng Municipality was responsible for 50% of all fruitless and irregular expenditure in the Free State. It's quite a serious thing. 10.7, again, just after the adoption of the report by the NCOP to be added to that recommendation. And then that we be consistent in our recommendations. If you look at our previous visits to provinces and municipalities, that we add to this recommendation that the Select Committee for Finance do a follow-up visit to the Free State municipalities within 9 months after the adoption of the report by the NCOP. That was the input I made from my side as chairperson. I'm listening. We're putting it to the committee. We haven't got the full committee yet. We will deal with this report again, but that was the input made until now. Yes, Honorable Mashile.
Yeah, Chair, I think there was one observation that we have made, that especially with the Section 139, that Provincial Treasury was complaining that COCTA is not coordinating anything with them, and they are not even aware of what is happening on that specific municipality. And I think we raised the matter to say that COCTA must communicate, consult, and try and integrate their efforts of dealing with Section 139 municipalities together with the provincial treasuries, because there are financial implications involved. And I'm not sure it's, whether it has been covered on the recommendations to actually get COOPTA. You know, it's on Section 139 across the whole country. COOPTA should make sure that the provincial treasury is involved. Thanks.
Take that into account. Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, thank you for all the hard work that's gone into this report, both on the official side and also on your side, in making sure everything's right. I did, in fact, look mainly at the findings and the recommendations. Just in terms of the findings, one of the issues that we dealt with, which may or may not be important enough to put in, was with regard to the way COOPTA were throwing money at municipalities and not really seeing that it was making any difference. I don't know if that's relevant or not.
Well, if it's relevant, it's captured somewhere.
Is it? I'm sorry, then I'm...
Estelle, please help me. 9.12. The support provided by the Provincial Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs with regard to financial assistance was a concern to the committee in terms of the legality thereof. If you still remember, the person from National Treasury was sitting along our table, and he came in very harsh on this point. And then that big guy from COOPTA Provincial Department, he was very annoyed, telling this person, "You're calling me a liar." Yeah, that few seconds about that, what happened there. So yes, it is, yeah. And we also spoke to the Deputy Minister last Thursday on this point. Yes.
Yeah, Chair, but what is very important about that matter is a recommendation that talks to the correction of that matter. That's where it must also appear. Whether we really call upon Treasury to really look into that matter, and if it is a violation of any specific provision in our Municipal Finance Management Act or any other, then it must be corrected right through across the whole all provinces. Yes.
Can you please assist us just to write us a recommendation and just submit it to Mrs. Groenewald?
Yeah, Chair, I think I was just simply trying to get the objective. The objective is it's for Treasury to look into that specific matter.
Okay.
And if it contravenes any specific legislation, then we should recommend to Treasury that they must correct in all provinces, that provincial departments of COOPTA cannot do this handout.
Okay.
I think it's they can help me much more better now to put it in words.
Members, anyone else? Thank you. These corrections will be dealt with. Uncle Chani, I believe, will be back in the country on Thursday. I'm taking this report with me to the Free State, that the two of us also can sit together, but it will be coming to the committee again. It will serve in front of this committee again then for final adoption Yes.
Yeah, Chair, I think we may not be having a lot of time now, but one will be saying that many of the issues that we have raised on the findings, observations, and conclusions, if we can look at them and ensure that those that need corrective actions, they have been captured on the recommendations as well. We should not leave anything to fall through, that we just made an observation, but we are not recommending any action to correct it. if we can just simply go be assisted on that one. We'll also check, I think by tomorrow, we'll be having an inclusive document to the actions, actually. Thanks.
Thank you, honourable members. That deals with the report. Also, my appreciation to the committee section for what they've put in here. It's a mammoth task to do this and capture everything. Then, honourable members, I've been informed that there will be a pre-visit to KZN the week of the 3rd to the 7th of October. I engaged with the Office of the Chief Whip because we are only together until some of us until Friday. Then it's constituency week and we're off to our home bases, constituency, etc. over the country. And I was told that committees will be going there, and my question was, when will we be informed of the detail? Going where, to do what, when, how, logistics, etc. So I requested Zama at the Office of the Chief Whip to please let we get this information before we leave tomorrow for Bloemfontein, or in some form of an email before Friday evening. Because we all have programs and we've got other life as well. So just bear that in mind. Our committee staff will also engage with us on that. But the area we are going to is the vicinity of Dundee. It's got three or four municipalities in that area within the district municipality. It's the beginning of summer, so it's going to be a heated affair. Let's look forward to that visit and see how we can improve the lives of the people living there. Are there any other remarks from members?
Chairman, it's in Umzinyati District Municipality, and Dundee is in Domeni local municipality, and I live next door in Mnambeti. It's a poverty-stricken part of the world. Mzinga is one which traditionally has a lot of faction fighting, and I'll be looking forward to showing you something of my world.
We look forward to go there. Honourable members,
yeah,
thank you.
Sir.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
No,
sorry.
You missed me. Your chair, if there is any pre-visit that we are expected to do, I would really propose that we stick to our own business. To say all those municipalities in that specific district, and then we have a meeting with their leaderships. And our researchers assist us with zooming in into those municipalities, especially with their conditional grants and their spending, and so that we actually go through with them and ensure that they understand what they are doing there and whether they are actually spending the monies that we want them to spend. And then we also look at almost exactly as what we did in Free State, to check their institutional arrangements. You know, it's, I think that is what we may need to do, is the municipalities in the rural area, which may be having problems of staffing as well. And if we could have a meeting with the political leadership on one day, and we have a meeting with municipal administrators, municipal managers, and their Section 57s of all the four municipalities, at least we get presentations from them. I think it will assist us to actually know the stability of politics in those municipalities and the bureaucratic administrative activities that goes in those municipalities. Then we'll be able to interpret how they are actually utilizing the grants that are being made available to them. Thanks, Chair.
Before we went on the provincial week, I had a team in my office and we just discussed precisely what you said, that we're not caught off guard. when we arrived there and said, all right, what are you going to do? So I requested them to prepare themselves on these municipalities, as well as the spending of conditional grants on education, health, etc., in that area. I'm engaging with the chief whip now at the plenary to see where do we fit in as a select committee for finance and appropriations. I can't tell you now. I haven't got that feedback yet. So, yes, they are working on it and will supply us with the relevant documentation. Honourable members, thank you. That brings us to the end of this meeting. This meeting stands adjourned. We meet again tomorrow. Very important meeting with Salga. In the where? In the Good Hope Chamber, the big chamber. And Honourable Sigourney indicated he would like to attend. You can extend the invitation to that Standing Committee on Appropriations. But yes. Provincial chairpersons of the finance committees and legislators are also invited. So we will see who turns up tomorrow. Thank you.
Bravo.